Oh, hi, Brandy. Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the work you're doing in us. We thank you for being our God, a gracious and merciful God, a God of love, a God of, oh my, power. And Lord, we thank you for revealing, opening up the seals tonight with the revelation from your word, Lord. We thank you, Father, to give us the spirit of wisdom tonight. Thank you, Lord, for giving us all a portion, as much as we can stand, of your Holy Spirit. And I think I can stand as much as you can give me. I'd love to be able to, but you know where my limit is, and you know where everybody else's limit is. But I just want to be filled by your Spirit, Lord, tonight. I ask you to be with us tonight, Lord. Let you, your leading of your Holy Spirit be in everybody's heart, Lord, to listen and to understand that you're in control in everything that goes on around us, Lord. You coordinated for one's purpose, and that's to make us sons and daughters of God. Thank you, Lord, for all you're going to do tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we have an open heaven tonight. Thank you, Father, that we have a heaven open straight to the throne, Lord. If when we pray, we know that the angels are sent forth and the prayers are answered. Thank you for all the good testimonies and praise reports tonight, Lord. Lord, and we just praise you for those. I'm asking you, Lord, to anoint everybody here with the spirit of receiving and love for each other, Lord. Draw our hearts together like that golden cord that Kurt had a vision of. Draw our hearts together and draw it tight, Lord, to where we'll be in one accord. Because I know when people get in one accord and they pray, the house shakes. And when the house shakes, Lord, miracles happen. Praise God forevermore, Lord. And we thank you that tonight's going to be an awesome time in your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Has anybody got any prayer requests? What happened? Does Kathleen go somewhere? Yeah, go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah, I'd like to pray for our daughter, Jenny. She's got a cyst on her, it's just below her ankle, but kind of near the top side of her foot. And it's about as big as a golf ball. And it's pretty big. It just showed up here about 10 days ago. And I know she's pretty concerned about it. And I prayed over her, you know, a few days ago. But Michael, I was real encouraged by your message last night and about, you know, our faith carrying them. And last night I was talking to her because she came up and showed me a bunch of comments on some YouTube video she'd seen about, you know, this kind of stuff and people, you know, praying these things to go in the name of Jesus. And I told her, I said, well, you know, Psalm 138 tells us that the Lord is perfecting everything that concerns us. And I said, he knows you're concerned about this. And she let me know, she says, you know, you just kind of think I'm a spiritual loser that, you know, I don't pray about this stuff. And so I had to repent of that in my prayer time. I need to be very, very careful what I speak to her, because I do believe the Lord is drawing her by his spirit as we have prayed, and she's going to quickly come into the kingdom. But I'd like for everyone to just put your faith with ours. Father, I thank you and praise you that you know, I've laid hands on that thing and I have prayed for it and I just see it going away. I command it to flatten out and to shrink and to just be gone. And it's not a bother. It's not painful. It's not ugly. And it's just gone. And Father, I pray that you would be glorified in this, that you're going to use this to bring Jenny into the kingdom. And Father, when I was asking for a word today, you gave me the word in there towards the end of John where Jesus was talking to Thomas. And he told Thomas, you put your hand in my side and in the nail holes of my hands and my feet. And Thomas, you believe because you've seen. And I know, Father, for some that's just the way it is. But you love them anyway. You certainly love Thomas. But you also love the ones that believe even when they don't see or haven't seen. So, Father, I thank you for the good work you're doing in Jenny's life. And, Father, I command this. I pray and I command in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus that this thing is going to go and it's going to go quickly and she's going to know that it didn't just go away on its own. Father, I would say she's operating more in the realm of hope than faith, but it's a step in the right direction. So, Father, I thank you for meeting her where she is and that she's a beautiful little handmaiden of the Lord, serving you diligently and loving you with all of her heart. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, Lord, I just praise you, Father, for doing that for Jenny. I just thank you, Lord, that you've already done it and that you're going to be glorified, Lord, and nobody else. And we just praise you, Father, for it. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that mountain's gone in Jesus' name. You removed that mountain, and it's gone. Jeannie's going to dance in the Lord because it's gone, and she's going to understand that you are God, and you love her very dearly. And, Father, we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring her into the kingdom in a mighty, wonderful way. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Casey, right there with her. In Jesus' name, praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. We praise you, Father, for the work you're doing right now on Jenny's heart. That's the main thing, Lord. The main thing is the main thing, and the main thing is you, Lord. And we praise you, Father, for being first in her life and Casey's life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Everybody said, Amen.
And Father, I thank you that Jenny is not going to man. She's not going to the doctor to have anything done about this. She's going to see a miracle for her faith and mom and dad's faith in Jesus' name. And Casey, Amen. Too. Praise the Lord.
Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anyone else? That's done, by the way. It's done deal. That's a done deal. There you are. Anybody else got a prayer meeting? Or prayer meeting? Anybody got a prayer meeting going on? Praise the Lord. Yeah, Leon.
Hey, I want to agree with what you prayed earlier about the Holy Spirit, and I need a fresh anointing, a fresh infilling, a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit, and I need an expanded language. I've hit my plateau with what I've got, and I'm not complaining. I'm glad I've got it, but I want a full language, and I just want to be a different man. The Holy Spirit I know can make me a different man because I want to put away the old things and take on the new, and I want that so bad that I'm willing to do anything. I got to get it. So,
Amen. That's what God's looking for.
Yes, right, absolutely. I prayed to him, so I don't want to pray again, but I believe that he's going to do that. Yep. But if you prayed, it would be okay.
Okay.
Or somebody. Well,
when I pray, it's done. It's done. It's done. It ain't going to be done. It's done.
What are you waiting on?
Okay. Raise your hands like a funnel because God's fixing to fill you up, brother. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you so much. You said to ask, to seek, and to knock. And my brother Leon, he's doing it right now, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that right now you're going to fill him up with your Holy Spirit. He said he wants all you can give him, Lord. And you said, I'll give you all you can stand, Leon, right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you're not only doing it for Leon, you're doing it for everybody else that wants you to. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, he says he wants a new language. He said he likes the one he's got, but he wants something better. He wants something different. And, Lord, I ask and I pray right now that you give him a different language, a full-blown language, Lord, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord, right now. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for my brother and everybody else in here. In the name of Jesus, I believe it, Lord. I believe it. I believe it.
I believe it, too.
Hallelujah. Poor my God, I've seen the devil's son. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, for what you're doing right now in Leon and Greg and Dave and everybody in here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Ooh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Ooh, this is going to be a night to be remembered. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to come in the same order.
Yes. He's starting to look like Abraham already. Lord of God, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Wouldn't mind being just like him. Well,
I'm telling you, brother.
Except for that failure with Ishmael.
Yeah.
That would be.
Amen, brother. Amen. Oh, my. Ooh. I feel better all over than I do anywhere else. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Praise God.
I do thank him. I praise
him. Amen. 7 sons after turning 100. Yeah, I know. That's awesome. You got to find you a mate, Leon.
100 first.
Do what, Missy?
Leon's got to get to 100 first.
You got to get to 100 first, yeah. No.
We got a couple of years to go.
Amen, brother. Amen. Yeah, his force was not abated, Brandy said. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, who else? Who is that up there standing up in there? Is that Brooks? That's Brooks. Hey, girl. Alexa, how's it going? Okay.
Rayon's at work.
Alexa's our new writer. Go ahead, Paula.
I would just like to pray for my sister, for Gabby. I actually don't know where to start now. The last time we prayed for her, we prayed that the relationship she's in will be, you know, broken up and she'll come right. I think she is going to come right now, but she phoned me the other day and she's pregnant with this man's child. And it was a big shock for me, and I just sat there. Dirk just looked at me, and I just started crying. It was so, I didn't know what to make of it. And Dirk just put up his hand like this, and he just turned it. He said, "I mustn't worry. This is going to be her turning point. The Lord is sovereign." And we spoke over the phone for almost an hour. And the person, the guy that she's with, he also spoke to me over the phone, and I sensed something really gentle, something in him, something that wants to reach out, and that's I don't know, that I think that we can reach to, and they invited us over as well to get to know him. And he wants my sister and myself to get closer again. So he's really for all that. And they want to get married now. She wants to get completely clean. And, you know, her heart is absolutely there. She is, I can sense a change already, you know, in her. And she's just, they've got so many books on babies. And she said, I think she's a bit like my dad there. She can take responsibility, I think, for something like that. And I see a lot of positive things coming from this. And the Lord told me that if I believe my sister is elect, then this is also going to be for all of our good. And but I just want prayer, please, and all of your faith, that everything will be fine with that little baby, with my sister, with the marriage. Praying that his name is Quentin, that he will come into the kingdom mightily. They wanted to just, you know, go and do the signing or whatever. And I told my aunt, and I spoke about it, and she said, no, but my uncle must marry them. He's a minister. But there hasn't been a bond between my sister and the family. You know, she's totally moved away. So we didn't know how it was going to work. And when we spoke about it with them, they were so keen on you know, just picking up family ties again and letting my uncle marry them, letting him, you know, walk a path with them first and do some marriage counseling with them. So I'm really praying and believing that this time will be used to just, yeah, for the Lord to work something in Quentin, that they will be married as two believers. I'm not sure where he stands with the Lord. So it's, yeah, it's a lot of things to pray about, but God is big and he's faithful, and I need faith as well. You know, if you can just pray for me for that as well. I feel a bit schizo at this stage because I see so many good things, and the Lord has given me a beautiful word regarding this as well. So I don't want to look at the physical things. I don't want to walk by sight and start panicking. So yes, if I can just have all my brothers and sisters just pray with me.
Okay. Lord, we lift up Paula to you. We lift up her sister, and we lift up her boyfriend and the whole family. Lord, I thank you that you've putting wisdom in Paula to handle this in a way that you would, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that because of that, patience, love, showing and being able to love her regardless of the things that you see, because we know that you're working in it, because she has household salvation. She's prayed for it. And Lord, we just thank you for the work that you're doing in Paula's sister. And I think she said the boy's name is Clinton. And working in his heart as well, Lord. I ask that you grant repentance to both of them. But right now, I break the power of Satan over both of them in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree that they're into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for granting repentance to both of them, bringing them in, and the baby's going to be fine. They're going to be fine, and they're going to be a part of the mighty family of God. In Jesus' name. And I praise you for it, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I praise you, Father, for giving everybody in that family love for this young lady in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for doing that. And showing the love of Christ, where she'll want part of it. She'll want to be a part of it. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to put peace in their hearts about this whole situation. In Jesus' name, amen. We walk by what the Word says and not by our sight. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Ooh, my, that's one's going to get answered too. All right, anyone else?
Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
I've got a testimony from my daughter, which is really cool. Amy, the middle one. she went to work. She got vertigo, but she was sick in her stomach, but she went to work anyhow. And then they said, well, no, you can't work. You got to go home and you got to get a COVID test. And so she thought, oh, my heavens. But anyhow, they told her to go to the hospital. She went to the hospital and they said, no, we don't do that. You got to go to the ReadyMed. So then she went to ReadyMed and they said, no, we can't do it till tomorrow. You got to have an appointment. So she said, well, I can't come tomorrow. So she left and she called them back up at work and she said, well, I can't get this test. And they said, well, you don't have a fever. That's okay. You can just forget it. And Sue and I were really praying. I was praying the whole time that she wouldn't have to get this test. So I just thought, Lord, oh, thank you for answered prayer. That was so cool that she didn't have to get it. He just led her all around. But I thought that was really, really neat. And I thank you, Lord. And another thing I wanted to say, I saw in the New York Times that 90% of the COVID tests that are given, most of them are just really mild stuff. They don't have much of anything, and they shouldn't have been given, 90%. So I thought that was probably true. Okay, thank you.
Amen. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Speaking of the whole COVID thing, this is something I shared on the morning prayer meeting, but when Brooke and Kurt went into the hospital, you know, for her to be induced to have the baby, I was just praying about the whole COVID thing and, you know, and that, you know, they wouldn't tell them, you know, that they had COVID or anything like that and whatever, that there would be no issues or whatever. Brooke told me after they got home that they said that they were going to test them and they were supposed to test them, but they never did test them. So I was like, praise the Lord. I'm like, Lord, you're so cool. I mean, that's like awesome. So, and Brooke said that they had mentioned it a couple times or whatever, but they just never ended up never doing it. So Lord, you're awesome. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right, anyone else? I saw where something like 6% of the total deaths that they claimed were COVID-19 were not actually COVID-19. They're not 6%, only 6% were COVID-19. So, sounds like a lie. I can't imagine the government lying to us, can y'all? I just don't understand that. Yeah, I know. The beast. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, they are. They're real good at it. Okay, anyone else for a testimony or a praise report? Or a prayer request? Hi, Claudia. How you doing, girl?
Hello. How are you?
All right. It's nice to have you. We also have another lady in here from Brazil.
Really?
Oh, yes. We got people from all over, girl.
That's awesome.
From Salvador. Tell her it's from Salvador. I'm from Salvador. Where is she from?
She's from Brazil.
Yeah. No, but what city?
São Paulo.
Oh, São Paulo. I'm far north. She's about 1,500 miles south of me.
Ah, yes, your name.
Well, that's a whole lot closer than me, Kathleen.
That's true.
Amen. Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Will. Or Louise or Grandma.
Hello everyone. Hello, Michael.
Hey, buddy.
Back on Gabriel. It's all exciting, I guess. I remember when she first got divorced, we were standing in faith for her to get back to her husband and that they'll get back together. And I remember one day getting that word of the unbelieving husband wants to depart, let him depart. And it felt like the Lord was speaking to me that to let him go. But I just left it there and still kept on praying that they will get back together and standing in faith. And then when she met Quinton, I was praying for them one day. And I got a vision that I saw the two of them with a baby. And I just also left it there. And then we had this whole prayer meeting for her. And then we prayed that she will still get back together with her first husband. Her ex-husband. And then I was like, I didn't know what to make of it. I was hoping they will get back together. But then I heard that he's remarried. And that sort of, I didn't know what to make of that. So I asked the Lord to give me a word if I should pray against the fact that he's married again. I don't want to pray against a new marriage if he's happy and stuff like that. I didn't know what to make of that. And now we got the news that she is pregnant. So I don't know what to make of that either. I was just sort of asking the Lord about everything. But I know that when my sister got pregnant last year, that was a big, big, enormous turning point in her life. So I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Yep, Lord will work it all out. He's good at that. All we have to do is just believe. Amen. Thank you, Will. Go ahead, Joe. What's going on, brother?
Good morning. Michael, I'm not sure how to ask this. When I talk about the Lord with people, all this, I tend to be, want to come to, I got impatience for, I don't want to, what do you call it, chit-chat. I don't want to come to the point and what's right. I'm not sure if I need correction in some manner, but I'm impatient with people when you talk about the Lord just to, I'm struggling with chit-chat. I'm not sure if you understand what I'm asking.
I'm not quite understanding, Joe. Let me see if I got this right. You're having trouble talking about the Lord with people? No. Or you're impatient?
Yeah.
Impatient?
Yeah.
Okay. Impatient. All right. I got you. All right. Well, let's pray about it. God will fix it. You going to believe what we pray? Will you believe what we pray? It'll happen, brother. Okay. And in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we just lift up Joe to you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that critical spirit to go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of judgment to go. Religious spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Off of Joe, you leave him alone. You go from him. I bind you up and cast you off of me right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you give him the spirit of wisdom and revelation into how he's supposed to talk to people about you, Lord. It's to be in love, that they'll see the love and the light come out of Joe. And I thank you, Lord, for placing in him peace in his heart, rest in his heart about that. And Lord, I thank you that he's free of being impatient and having any kind of critical thoughts. And I praise you, Father, for the walk that you've got Joe on. And that now he'll just have peace in his heart when he talks about you, Lord. He doesn't have to hammer. He doesn't have to do anything, but just know that you're working in him. All he has to do is know the scriptures, and you're going to bring them up to his memory, Lord. And just throw the scriptures out there and let the scriptures do the work. And Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father, for what you're doing right now. And Joe and everybody else, as far as that goes, in the name of Jesus. We can't hammer the gospel into anybody. We can love them in. And that's what God wants in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. You believe that, Joe?
Amen. Yes, definitely.
Thank Amen, you. Brother. God bless you. Be looking for me, man. I ain't no telling what night I'll be showing up over.
Thank you.
Amen, brother. All right. Who else? Is there anything else, Joe? Is that all? Okay. Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anyone else? Yo, there you are, Pat. You're going to have to throw that blue hand up. I can see that a lot better. Go ahead, brother. Yeah. All right, I can see. Go ahead.
I have a question. Joe, when he mentioned that, it just brought up a thought that I had. And even when I spoke the other night about the Lord leading me, to find this person that I was hunting for. I don't know if I remember coming back and talking to some people in the church that I was in at that time, and they got very uncomfortable about that that testimony. And over a period of time, I got to where I stopped telling people of the things that the Lord was doing, and I kind of adopted a live and let live type thing. If that's the way they want to believe, then go ahead and believe it that way, I guess. And because I started feeling that what I was saying to people, or what the Lord was doing with me and how he was leading me in certain things, was not wasn't making people feel very comfortable, I guess you might say. They were a little bit, they're kind of rejecting of what I said. So and unfortunately I kind of clammed up in that time. I just kind of kept that, that to myself. And I believe that was a mistake, especially after listening to, many of the messages of David speaking about, speaking forth that word and putting out there where, that testimony and agreeing with God's word and that whole thing. But unfortunately, I think I acquired a little baggage in that process, where I again tend to be quiet and just let people live the way they want to live, or however it would be. I don't think that is right, I would like to confess that, whatever that is that's in there that's doing that, or that block, or whatever it is, and just confess that and cast it down, and just ask the Lord to rewrite his truth in my heart, and allow that truth to come out, whether I sense that it is being accepted or not. I remember He showed me, took me to the first chapter of Jeremiah, early on in my life, and was very impressed with that when he told Jeremiah that he, you know, was at the place where he told him that he knew him before he was born, and for, you know, he knew his very inward parts and everything. And then he called him to speak to the nations. And he said in there, do not be afraid of their, you know, their faces when they, you know, their faces. I should have probably pulled the verse up and read it or whatever. But it was so impressed me at the time that I feel as though I should have followed that admonition and put down that inner feeling within myself to just hold things back and not speak out. So I'm more or less I'm confessing that tonight, just to again clear the path for the Lord to write a new word in my heart and to pull down whatever stronghold was there that may be limiting God to do whatever he wants in my life. And so I'm just asking him to do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're muted, Michael.
Well, I could hear me. I was sounding good too, man.
I heard every word you said, Michael.
Praise God. If y'all was a little more spiritual, you could too. Praise God. I'm just kidding, y'all. All right. Thank you, Lord, amen, for answering Pat's prayer, putting boldness in him. Putting boldness in him, Lord, to speak up when you want him to speak up. Not when he wants to, but when you want him to speak up, Lord. Let him hear your voice clear.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that when he does speak up, you're going to be speaking through him. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Pat and all of us. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah.
I receive it, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay. Claudia, I saw down in the chat, let's see, you said something about praying for your parents.
Yes, Michael. Yes, if you can.
Okay. Salvation?
Yes. And okay. Understanding of what's light.
Okay. And what? Are they Catholic?
No, they are nothing. I mean, they don't follow nothing. It. No.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's good. Yeah. I can work with him. He can work with him good. Lord, we lift up Claudia's parents to you. Lord, we just praise you. We glorify you for what you're doing in her parents' life right now. And in the name of Jesus, we break the power of Satan off of both of them. And we thank you, Father, that you grant repentance to them. We ask, we pray that the Lord of Harvest would send somebody around to them, Lord, that they would listen to and bring them into the kingdom. And we thank you for the grant and repentance to them. And, Lord, we just thank you that they're going to have a great time with Claudia, because they're going to want to know everything she knows about the Lord. And Claudia is going to be able to tell her. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for anointing Claudia the faith to believe that to make any difference what she sees with her eyes. She knows what your word says, and your word says when you pray and you believe what you pray, you shall have it. And that's what we do here. We thank you for it, Father, that she believes they're coming in. We believe they're coming in, and we know we have an open heaven, and they're coming in. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Claudia's parents. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father, for two more into your kingdom, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for a great and wonderful godly relationship with her parents, Lord. She'll be able to tell them, and that'll be awesome, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it, Claudia.
Amen. Thank you so much, Michael. God bless
you. Okay. You too. Amen. She lives in Sao Paulo. I think that's the way you pronounce it. Sao Paulo. Something like that.
That's perfect.
Well, people from Arkansas, they can't pronounce it very good.
You're butchering it now, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael.
All right. Yes.
Mike, you need to, I don't know whether Claudia knows it, but the Sovereign God book is in Portuguese on the site.
Oh.
That?
Okay.
We have
Sovereign God book, yeah.
We're from the UBM Ministries.
Almost in Russian.
And you can go on UBM1.org.
What about that?
Unleavened Bread Ministries 1.org.
I'll explain to her. I'll pass the message on and get it to her.
And look up Sovereign God in Portuguese. You will be amazed, girl.
Okay.
Can Lulu print that in Portuguese or only English?
What? What'd you say? Oh.
Lulu?
No, that's not. No, it's there to be downloaded.
It's not published.
Correct.
It's not published. No.
Yeah,
I've copied dozens of the books and given them out to people.
I just didn't.
There you go. That's it. Look at the link on the chat there, Claudia.
Thank you.
That's
guys.
Where it is. Yeah. Okay.
I just didn't know if Lulu would print that in Portuguese or not.
Lulu don't know Portuguese, Dave. Come on now. I don't know if they do or not. I don't have a clue.
If they can get a copy of it, they could print it. I'm sure that's all they do.
It's right there on the site.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, Clara, go ahead.
Just talking about what Pat confessed and what Claudia's praying about, I just want to share a little testimony about 3 years ago. Well, it's actually my whole life. My mom thought she was a Christian for a very long time, but she wasn't. And then when I was saved more than a decade ago, whenever it was, you know, I would just talk about God and talk about his provision and faith and speak to my mom. And it was so uncomfortable. Oh my goodness. It was the most uncomfortable thing. And she would just correct me. Like if I said I'm blessed, she'd say, no, you're lucky. Or, you know, just little things like that. I didn't know what to do with it. I'm so blessed. And so it was just really hard. And I knew that I had to continue and look like the fool for Christ. And then, you know, continue to look like a fool with our whole family, Rian's family, friends, whatever the case is. But fast forward 7 years of looking like a fool, or 8 years, I think, or maybe 9 years, whatever it was. At the end of 2017, our family went through some really, really trying times. And I fasted for my sister, actually, which is another story for another day. But I asked the Lord, I said, do whatever you can. Like, I will, you know, I won't eat again. Like, and I know that's not how fasting works, but I was at that point of not knowing what to do. And I fasted for 3 days and three nights for the first time in my life, expecting God to do something with my sister. And what he did was he saved my mom, which is doing something with my sister. But how he did that was not through my confessions for the past 7 years and my praise testimonies. He sent three different people, a shopkeeper, a stranger, and another little girl stranger that were in shopping centers, and just asked her on one Sunday, asked her three different times, why aren't you in church? So the shopkeeper asked her, why aren't you in church? If I had a Sunday off, I'd be in church. And then she went to the next shop and a little girl came up to her and said, can I pray for you? And then the mother of this little girl came and said, I don't know why, but we feel we have to pray for you. And this, I don't think these things are common. I mean, in South Africa, people are quite spiritual still. So, yeah, but it was just really, and in that day, my mom then broke down in tears in the middle of the shopping center, walked back to the car where my dad was and said, take me to church. And they have been going back, they have now gone back to church, but something spiritual happened to my mother because she is not the same human that I remember. It's now almost 3 years later, and she gets dreams and she gets like all these ideas in her head that must be from the Lord. She just doesn't know that she can speak a prayer language. Like she's not in a church where that sort of stuff is preached. And obviously I've been talking about it, but it's like a noisy gong for her. I'm the weird spiritual daughter kind of thing. So, but that being said, she has now started evangelizing to these people in her life. Like she's buying them books. I'm not sure what books, because she gave the Sovereign God book back to me long ago. But she said to me the other day, there's this lady she's known for about 30 years and they went apart for a time, and then now they live close to each other again and they're supposed to be going on holiday, her, you know, the two couples. And she said to me, I just gave her a Christian book, and the lady phoned me and said, I don't read, and I don't read in English because she's an Afrikaans lady. And she's like, but I can't put this book down. Thank you so much. My mother phones me up and she says, yeah, the Lord is using me, and I think we're going to go on holiday with them, and who knows what God's going to put in my mouth to tell them. And I'm thinking, how amazing is this? So our God hears our prayers, and he knows how uncomfortable it is for us, and he knows that we cringe, but he gives us that boldness. And I also want to encourage you, Claudia, that it might never be you, but your faith will build them indirectly. And we will never stop praying for our families, and we will never stop expecting to see miracles in them. And I'm just so grateful to God for saving my mum. Like she's infinitely better than what she was. She's amazing. And I would just really, really love us to maybe pray for her now to receive the Holy Spirit, or for someone to give her that revelation that there's more to it than just reading your Bible and praying, but that there are giftings. She gets dreams. And so I feel like the Holy Spirit is on her, but he's not in, or she hasn't received him in her. And I just really want that for her and my dad, because I think, you know, if they can be baptized and they can have that, then oh my goodness, like what a little revelation.
Thanks for sharing, Claire. God bless.
Thank you. Michael, you're muted.
I don't know why I do that. Dadgummit. Okay, maybe the Lord didn't want me to talk. Okay, go ahead, Leon.
I was just going to say to Claire, that happens more often than you think, about people just coming up and saying, the Lord told me to pray for you and stuff like that. Happens more often than you think. And also the fact that she gets dreams and visions and stuff, she's just inheriting some of your gifts. So don't think she's weird, because you got the same weirdness.
I love that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. She got weird all over. She's like Claire. We're all peculiar people, aren't we? Quite peculiar. Okay. Well, praise God. That was a good testimony.
Can we pray for her? Can we pray for her to receive that Holy Spirit and for my dad?
Absolutely. What's her name?
Geraldine, and my dad's name is Stephen.
Geraldine. Okay, Lord, we lift up Geraldine and Stephen to you. Yes, we thank you, Lord, for the mighty good work you've done in them, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you complete this walk that you've got them on by baptizing both of them in the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we thank you for doing that for Geraldine and Stephen. Even open up their eyes, Lord, to see that they need that. That's the overcoming power that you give us, Lord, to overcome the world and the flesh. And Father, we thank you for doing that for Geraldine and Stephen, to baptize them in the Holy Spirit, fill them up, Lord, so much so that there ain't nothing left but you, Lord. And we thank you for doing that for both of them. And Lord, we just ask that you do it now, that when the next time that Claire talks to them, they're going to be babbling. They're going to be talking. And they're going to be so filled with the Holy Spirit that she's going to be just as happy. And the joy is just going to just overflow out of both of them. And Claire's going to know right away. And Father, we thank you for doing that for her parents. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Lord, you can do anything, and I know you're going to do that for Claire's parents, too, in Jesus' name. You said to ask, to seek, and to knock. That's what we're doing for them. Thank you, Father. And I believe it's done, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, your glory's fall down on all of us, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Declare household salvation.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I was able to bring my mother to the Lord, too, and that was awesome. She thought she was, too, Claire. Bless her heart. You know, I, a lot of you know this, but the day that my mother died, the Lord showed me in heaven, her in heaven, running through the mountain, through the hills of heaven with Jesus. Glory to God. I told my sister that, and she just rolled her eyes. I said, you can roll your eyes all you want to, but I saw it. I know what I saw. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's done, Claire. It's done. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody in here with any doubt and unbelief in their heart about anything that we prayed for will not happen? Because I'm going to tell you something. This bunch right here has got faith. They got bold faith. And we have an open shot right straight through the throne room to the Lord God Almighty. And when we pray, he answers these prayers. He answers. Many times we've seen this happen time and time again. Go ahead, Missy.
Talking about mothers and being filled with the Holy Spirit, there's what was coming to me was about my own mom, and I believe this has come to me before. My prayer is, you know, my mom, she's had people, you know, they teach that, you know, when you get saved, you're filled with the Holy Spirit and no one believe in the speaking and in tongues. And we really knocked heads about that several years ago. And my mom loves to sing and she loves to praise the Lord. So I'm asking the Lord that one day when she's singing and praising the Lord, that it just comes right out of her mouth. She starts speaking in tongues. Because sometimes I feel like she is filled, but she doesn't believe in the gift of tongues. Because she's had some dreams or she's woken up with just like the Lord just give her like a poem or a song or something, just kind of, you know, and it sometimes it makes me think that she's filled with the Holy Spirit. But Lord, I don't know for sure if she is. But Lord, I just ask you in the name of Jesus that one day, unexpectedly, my thought is, you know, when she's singing and praising you, that you just put it on her, Lord. Just fill her up and give her that new language and you show her. You show her, Lord. She's going to know right away what it is and that she's going to repent for not believing, Lord, and she will be a believer then. And but Lord, however you choose to do it, but that's what I imagine in my mind, Lord. And she loves to dance too, Lord. And I know she dances and sings and, you know, and I just, like I said, thank you, Lord, for doing that for my mom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I remember the story that was told by one of the guys here years ago about baptizing them in a swimming pool after they came to the Christ that night. It was some businessmen. And as he baptized each one of them, they came up speaking in tongues. They all came up speaking in tongues, baptized in the Holy Spirit too. And it was awesome. That was Rex Verone. Amen.
Michael, I'd like to request prayer tonight for my son.
Okay.
He'll be traveling again tomorrow, come from northern Brazil on his motorcycle, which is about 340 kilometers trip one way. And I always get anxious when he's on the motorcycle traveling so far. And I'd also like, I can't say anything to him. It's like I've been warning him for 20 years and he doesn't want to listen to me, you know? And so what I'm doing, I'm just loving him and praying that God will, you know, bring him in somehow, some way.
Okay, yes, we can. We can pray for him. What's his name?
His name is Raimundo. Means Raymond in Portuguese, but it's Raimundo. Nickname is Hi.
Nickname is how much?
Hi. Like, well, hi.
Okay. All right. Good. Lord, we lift up Hi to you. Kathleen's son, we thank you, Lord, that you've got your angels surrounding all around him as he makes his trip tomorrow to come see his mom. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to protect him all the way there and all the way back on that motorcycle, that no problems whatsoever is going to happen to in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you run somebody, that the Lord of the harvest would run somebody to him.
Amen.
To give him the gospel. And then a way that he would believe it, that his spiritual eyes would be opened up and his spiritual ears would be opened up. And that by the time that he gets to mama's house, he's going to be full of questions. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that sometimes we think moms don't know anything, but I believe you're going to open up his mind's eyes to see that mama's been telling me about this. And now I need to know more. And she's just the one that has the answers for me. And Father, I thank you for doing that for him. I break the power right now that's been hindering him from coming to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up, Spirit, and I cast you off of high right now in Jesus' name. And I break the power of Satan that's kept him from coming to the Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your repentance that you've granted him. And I thank you, Lord, that when he, oh my, thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing in high right now. As he comes on this trip, Lord, I ask that you touch him in a way that he'll know it's from you.
Amen.
I don't know how you do that. It's not my business. All I got to do is just believe that you're going to do something to this young man before he comes to his mom's house.
In Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
Safe trip. Granny repentance. Being on fire for God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Mom and son's going to have a great time. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Need to pray something else too. In the name of Jesus right now, I thank you, Lord, that you've got a hedge of protection around high. so big and so thick that nothing could penetrate it in the name of Jesus. All the way back, all the way to his mom's house, all the way. And Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lord and God, thank you, Jesus. Put your warrior angels out there with him, Lord, right on the back with him and on the side, hanging off the handlebars and all around him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
All right, Kathleen, just believe, girl, it's going to happen.
Thank you. I'm gonna feel the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Me too. Amen. I think he's going to have something to tell you when he gets there too.
Amen.
Let me get Will, Julie. He's been waiting patiently over there, and I'll get right back to you. Yeah, Will.
Loss of my mom.
Evening, Michael. I'd like to thank everybody for their prayers, and I really want to testify that I have my mind has never been as opened as what it was for the past few days. I've been in the Word, and I've been praising the Lord, and oh, it's just been wonderful. I just want to thank everybody. Thank you, Michael.
Amen. Praise God. A good testimony, Louise. Praise the Lord God forevermore. He is such a loving God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My. God is so good. All right, Julie.
Thank you. Nuts.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kathleen, as Michael was praying, I got a real strong sense, and it just kind of came to me that your son's going to be meeting somebody on this trip. And I just think it's going to be a real divine encounter from the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You just praise him and thank him that a big change is coming into your son's life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you.
And God bless you, Louise. That's an awesome testimony. Thank you for sharing that. He is awesome.
Amen.
God is so awesome. He's going to flood your mind with so much revelation of him.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! My. I got a room full of Holy Spirit here. I don't know about y'all, but I'm having me a grand time here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Pat.
I was just listening to Kathleen's prayer request there and everything about her son. I just wanted to, the thing that came to me was, does anybody remember this in the scripture? Do not despise the day of small beginnings. I wish I could find that. For whatever reason, I can't find that in the scripture. But I want to say, if somebody posts that, it would be very helpful. But when I was in high school, I grew up in a family that was not religious. As a matter of fact, was, I'm going to say, very anti-religious type of thing. But my aunt, I had an aunt who was a Christian. And the only reason that she stood out was that everybody in our family was, you know, partying and drinkers and you know, partying and that sort of thing. My aunt would never do it, and she would always hassle her husband, my uncle, about it. And she was always kind of looked down on in the family type of thing. And of course, I didn't know one way or the other what the whole thing was or anything, but the Lord showed me after I came to him 10 years later, 15 years later, revealed to me that it was her prayers for me that started that, that movement in me. And it did not happen immediately. It didn't happen for 15 years, 10 or 15 years. But systematically, one thought at a time, individual things were brought down in me. Until one day, I was in a very, let me say, when I went to college, I was away from my home at the first time, and I was into the whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and partying, and all this sort of thing. And God was doing something in my heart and my mind at that time. And I remember going out, I was under a very heavy pressure at that time when I was in college, and this girl was trying to, she wanted me to marry him, and she was, you know, using all sorts of influence to try to, she wanted me to marry her, and I think she was looking for something for, you know, a father for her child or whatever. I wasn't even into that whole process. I was into partying and everything like that. But there was such a pressure on my life at that time because of that whole environment. I remember I hopped on my motorcycle and drove out into the deserts of Phoenix, Arizona, out in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 in the morning. And I just went out there in on the side of the road, and I remember being able, I was looking up into the sky, and if you're ever in the deserts in, you know, in Arizona at Flagstaff, you can see every star that's in existence. It's the whole sky is stars. And I started just staring at the sky and looking at all the stars, and it came out of me because of the pressure I was in. And I just said, God, if you're out there, I want to know it. And that wasn't any big thing or whatever, but, and of course I was looking for this big flash of a comet blowing across the sky or something like that. But I didn't see anything. Nothing happened. So I kind of butted out my cigarette and kind of in a disappointed way hopped back on my motorcycle and went back into my life of whatever. The interesting thing about that was, about a week later, after I got out of work, across the street was this church. And I thought, and this foreign thought came into my mind that has never been there before. I said, you know, I'm going to go over there and see what's in there. I've never been in a church before. I'm just going to go over there and see what's in there. And I walked over there, and I don't want to go on through anymore because I'll start babbling on. But the point being is that God was pulling down strongholds in my life. He was pulling down thoughts, and he was pulling me, and it was all because of a prayer. It was all because of my aunt that started that whole small thing happening. And so I would just say, have faith in your prayers, because it's an awesome God that is bringing that thing to pass. It's in his hands, and he knows how to unclog and knock out the tumblers that are cosmic tumblers that are binding us and that are swaying us down a certain path. He knows how to take that path and push it right where he wants it and lead our heart to where it needs to go. So I just encourage you just to do not despise those small beginnings. Is that what it is, Zechariah 4:10? Thank you very much. All right, I'll quit babbling.
Amen. Thank you, Pat. That was good. Okay. Anyone else? Hey, Andrew.
Hey, yeah, it's a good testimony. Hi. Prayer. You know, while that's fresh in your head, you know, and you told everyone about that, I think it'd be a good time to pray for family. And Lord, as it says in this wonderful verse I copied down, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Oh, forsake not the works of thine own hands, Lord. There's lots of works here before us. We have petitioned you several times for our families. And I pray, Lord, because of the great love you have, that our families would come to salvation. They should not reject the love of the Almighty God, like it says in John 3:16. And I pray, Lord, that you would draw them mightily, because you are our God, a merciful God in these days, that's going to show your grace, your great kindness to us in these days. And Lord, it's so wonderful what you're going to do for us. And for the new children that are going to come. Lord, I pray that you would excite the hosts of heaven and have a nice time for a wonderful gathering of new lives coming into heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And thank you, God.
Amen. Lord, we all receive that prayer and we believe it, Lord, along with Andrew, that all the prayers that we've put out over the years are answered. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. You'll bring all my girls in. And all them grandchildren. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Dave.
We're trying to figure out again where's Kathleen living? Is it in Brazil or? Kathleen's still there?
She's frozen.
She's frozen in time.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in Brazil, I think.
I think she's in Salvador, the city of Salvador, Brazil.
Salvador. Is it Tor or Sor? Is it Salvador or Dor?
He says she's about 1,000 miles from Claudia. Is that about 1,000 miles, Salvador, from you, Sao Paulo?
Yeah. She's back
now.
I'm trying to get, just a second. Oh, help. I'm trying to get Claudia my telephone number.
Oh.
And I'm about 1,500 miles north of her.
Okay.
Maybe 2,000.
You're both in Brazil, right? You're both in Brazil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I was trying to get a message to Judy because I don't know how to type on this thing. How do I type on here?
Do you use your keyboard?
I use my keyboard. That's right, but
I'm messing with you. Are you on a computer or are you on your phone?
I'm on my phone.
I don't know how that works, so you'd have to talk to somebody else with the phone.
I'm trying to give Judy my Judy. Maybe Judy knows how to do it. I can give her because she asked for my phone number and I can't see her number. She gave me hers.
Claudia gave you her number too. Maybe we have Michael forward them to you.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Somebody want to give her my phone number? I can tell you.
Well, let's wait until we stop the recording and then we can do it.
All right.
Yeah, we don't want to mention it for other people to hear.
Okay.
You'll be getting calls from
everywhere.
President Clinton and all kinds of crazy people. Oh, praise you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Michael, I can pray also if you guys need, okay? I'm available for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Something going on here. What are you doing, Judy? Oh. Oh, man. Okay. Claudia, I'm going to have to apologize to you. I didn't understand what you said.
Okay. Judy? I can pray if you guys want. I can also pray, okay?
You want to pray? Go ahead, girl.
If you guys want. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be fast. Okay, dear Lord and Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I'd like to thank you so much for this group, for this moment. Father, I'd like to ask you to come and touch everybody's heart. There is always a part of our hearts that need an answer. And most of us have answers. I mean, have questions for a long time. And we're craving for the answers. And I'd like to ask you, Father, to bring your answers so that we can understand even more about your relationship with us. So that we can understand what you expect from each of us, and that we can give this step forward and see your actions through us and in our directions for the glory of your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. You know, there is a prayer that I prayed. I started praying it again. I used to pray it all the time, but I've started praying it again. And that's the prayer that Paul prayed in Ephesians. And I pray it for myself. And some of you probably already know what I'm talking about. And what I do just like Paul did when he says in 3 and 14 in Ephesians, he said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father." And that's what I do. I bow my knees. I get on bowed by the bed here. And I pray this way, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of my heart enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to me who believes, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. That's the body of Christ. That's us. So we have dominion over all things, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then I go over and I read the next one. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father, in 14, verse 14 in chapter 3. From whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant me according to the riches of his glory, that I may be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inward man, that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith to the end that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Praise God forevermore. And you pray that. I pray that every day. And you'll see something happening after a while. You'll start seeing revelations from the Word of God coming open to you, because he'll start answering your prayers. He wants to see if you're going to hang with him. You're going to have the faith to believe that he can do that for you. But he'll open up this Word of God like you've never had it open to you before. Praise God forevermore. Yeah, Missy.
What about the next verse? Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, according to the that works in us.
Amen. 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 Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I utilize that one as well. I just missed it.
Michael, can you give that verse again?
That's Ephesians 1, and I believe it starts in 17. I've already closed my Bible. I think it's 17. And then 3 and 14. 14, okay. Yeah. Just praying for yourself. Put you in the first person. Yeah, 14 through 21. And pray it for yourself. And I'll tell you something else you can do. You can pray for somebody, put somebody else's name in there. Watch what happens, you know. And when they come up to you, some religious person comes up to you, y'all start talking, and they don't believe the things that you believe, you know. But you start praying this prayer for them, watch what happens. They'll start getting revelations to the truth of the gospel. And then they'll come back to you. And they say, you know, man, God just opened up my mind to see what you've been telling me is the truth. My goodness. The Lord works miracles through his word. Amen. All right. Anybody got something else? As the old boy said, something else? Hey, did y'all see the chat when you first came in? 16 through 23. Okay, thank you, Andrew.
I did, Michael.
Huh?
I did.
You didn't?
No, I did. I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. Matthew 5 and 17 says this. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Now, what did Jesus come? How did he fulfill the law? Yeah, Julie.
I think he fulfilled it in that he kept it, the whole law, without sinning. He kept the whole law. He was obedient unto death, but he kept the whole law. He was without sin. He was able to fulfill it. That was how he kept the law. And I don't know that I'm right.
Okay, that's an answer.
He didn't keep the Sabbath.
No. Well, the way the Pharisees wanted to keep it anyway, right? Go ahead, Andrew. Y'all listen, here it comes.
How about another verse with fulfillment in it?
Go ahead. You already know where I'm going.
Romans 13:10.
Yep.
For this is the love of God, that we keep your commandments. And, and wait, how does that one go? This is the love.
Love works.
Love works no evil. Yeah. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. So Jesus fulfilled the law because he agreed with his Father to go to the cross, because God so loved the world. And love never fails.
Amen.
And when they reject the gospel, they reject God's love for them. And they reject whom he sent, of course. And they're all past tense. I think I said this before. For this is the love of God, that we... For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's a past tense thing. He loved the world, and then he gave his only begotten Son, and his Son agreed, that whosoever believeth in him, and that's past tense for us, perish not, but have everlasting life. So you go on for past the rest, past the 1,000 years of rest into the millennial life, past the rest that we're in now. And that's really neat, because you can go all the way that far to God's, the great white throne of God the Father, where you'll be written in the book of life. Praise God.
Okay. Yeah, Missy.
He fulfilled the law in that there were consequences for sin, for not fulfilling the law. And the ultimate consequence was death. And he took that death for us. He took the punishment that we deserved. Therefore, he fulfilled the law. The law of the sin, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and of death. The law of sin and death. He fulfilled the law by taking our punishment for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Andrew said it in Romans 13:10 in the ASV. It says, love works no ill to his neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. And what Missy said was true, and what everybody else said was true. And then you can also go into 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That's what love is. That's the love book. Anybody else? He had so much love for us that he gave his life for us. Go ahead, Claire. The sinners that we were.
Answers himself in Matthew 7:12, where he says, do to others what you would have them do to you. And if we operate from everything we've said, then that just ties in. So would you want somebody to die for you instead of having to die for yourself? Absolutely. And I'm so glad he did.
What was that reference you gave, Claire?
Matthew 7:12.
Oh, 12, okay.
Do others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I said again, thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? It's good. This is good. I know I didn't give y'all a whole lot of time to think about it, but... Go ahead, Wills, Grandma.
Oh, I can only thank you. Wonderful people in the world. Praise you, people. Praise you, dear. For love. In everything that I do all these years, when I was listening to all the prayers and how they do it.
We're having trouble hearing you, dear. Your volume is way down.
Oh, thank you. Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
Having the time with us, for me, you're so
somebody help me, that hurt her.
What to say, but I think you're wonderful. Keep on the good work you're doing.
What'd she say, Claire?
She sounds so lovely. From what I could make out, she said that she thanks the Lord for you, and she blesses you, Michael, and she prays that you will live until 120. And she blesses all of us here, and she loves us, and she loves the Lord most.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you, hon. Appreciate it. Lord, we just ask that you bless her in a mighty way. Father, give her good dreams. And thank you, Lord, for the work that you've already done in her. You brought her grandson in, brought her daughter in. And Father, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you for praying, grandmas. Glory to God, they're wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, hon. I appreciate it. I know everybody else does, too. iPad Judy. You go, girl.
Sue's going to go for me. Well, I was thinking, when the scriptures you were bringing forth made me think of a couple scriptures. If I'd like to read a couple and pray, actually, too. Galatians 6:2, it says, bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. So if you're bearing one another's burdens, it's you're showing the love of Christ to others.
What verse was that?
Galatians 6:2.
Okay.
So Lord, I do pray that we would bear one another's burdens and that we would fulfill the law of Christ. And the other one is Ephesians 3, this is a prayer that Paul brought for us, and I like praying this one, too. Starting at 14, for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit. So Lord, I do pray that we would be strengthened in power through your Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ would dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we, being rooted and grounded in love,
would be able to comprehend or apprehend, I like apprehend better. What is the length, the breadth, the length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that we would be filled up to all the fullness of God. So I just, you know, Lord, I thank you, Father God. And that was that one scripture after that. It says 20. Yeah, and you did mention that scripture. So I'm just praying that for everybody.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Out of the mouth of two witnesses?
Amen. Did Gano have something too? Oh, I thought you said in the chat, or somebody said that Gano did. Okay. Never mind. All right, anyone else? What about it, Denny?
Okay, there I am. Yeah, I was just looking at in Romans 8, three or four, I guess it is. Three, I'll read three from three and four. So it says, "For God hath done what the law, weakened by the flesh," excuse me, "could not do, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the just requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." And he goes on from there talking about several things about if you walk in the flesh or walk in the Spirit. But the law is fulfilled in us if we walk according to the Spirit. That's awesome. That's the work of Christ. What Christ, he fulfilled the law. He'll do it in us as well as we walk by the Spirit. So.
Yeah, as we allow him to change us. That's right. Go ahead, Pat.
I was just thinking my mind was kind of stuck on the first part of that verse where it says, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets." And I was thinking, why would the Lord say that to those, he's preaching the Beatitudes, blessed are the merciful, and all this. And then he comes out and says, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law and the prophets." Why would they think that? Why would he pose that question?
Yeah. 5:17.
I was just kind of hung on that for a minute. "Do not think that I came to abolish the law and the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." And I guess I was thinking of the pattern of that. And I'm reminded of how many times I had sat in churches and they would preach the God knows that you couldn't fulfill the law, so Jesus came to fulfill it so that you don't have to. But they stopped there and they never filled in the rest of the gospel, that part where it said, Jesus said, "I came not to abolish that law." The law that was written by God, by his Spirit, by the Spirit of God who created that law that in the old covenant that people could look into and start to get a perspective of who God was, and not only who God was, but who we were, who man was, And those that had the heart to know that God looked past that law to the one who created that law, looking for mercy, which was written in that law as well. And in Jesus coming and fulfilling that law, in like pattern, he gives us the ability to live that love, which fulfills the law, is the fulfillment of the law, is the fulfillment of the spirit behind the law. And I think somebody's already mentioned that verse, that the spirit, what is it, 8:1, Romans 8:1? I'm going blank here, but that Jesus came to give us a new law of love, that walking in his spirit, we fulfill that very same law. I wish I could think of that, recite that verse just a minute. I'm drawing a blank.
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of spirit of death.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is a law. It is a law. In other words, it works every time. It functions as a law would function. The spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has set us free from the law of sin, it is that same spirit of love in Christ that allows us to accomplish that. So I don't know. I was just thinking of that very, the first part of that verse was kind of hanging with me there.
Amen. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that verse. That's one of my favorite. Go ahead, Judy.
I have a couple other scriptures that came to me because he was talking about the law, and Galatians 5 says, 18, it says, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." So that's kind of like makes me think of a fulfilling. The other one is right out, not long after that, or verse 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace." Yeah, this is verse 22. "Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." So we're not in the law. We're not under the law when we're led by the Spirit and we have the fruit. The fruit, operating out of the fruit. And that was before I read Galatians 6 after, before that. Thank you, Lord. We're not under the law when we're following you and we are being led by your Spirit and that we have the fruit of the Spirit operating. So, Lord, thank you, Father, that you're having us gain the fruit of the Spirit, just like we're gaining the love of Christ. Amen.
Go ahead, Julie.
In Hebrews chapter 10, it says where he's writing his law upon our hearts and in our minds. So, he's fulfilling the law in us as we learn what is truth and what is, as we grow up in him and we learn and grow more about understanding the New Testament law. And he'll make things known unto us what's wrong and what's right as we go along. We learn what's sin and what's not.
Amen. Is that you, Malcolm? Go ahead, bro.
You betcha. I've been hammered with this for years, since 2007,
about the law. Did somebody already, I've been kind of in and out listening. Did somebody bring up 1 Timothy?
No, go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that I'm hit with quite a bit is that the law was never done away with, that it was, that it's still in effect, and that Christians ought to be keeping, talking about the Ten Commandments law, to make a distinction between Ten Commandments and the ceremonial law and whatnot. So they still, folks I hobnob with, they're still pushing the Ten Commandments, and because they make a distinction, you know, as you know, in the Ark of the Covenant, the tables of stone were put inside underneath the mercy seat, whereas the ordinances were rolled up on the side, put beside the people, say, indicating a lesser position than the Ten Commandments. So this is, if you listen, I'm going to read 1 Timothy, the first part here. Actually, starting with verse 8. Well, no, let me start with 5, because I like context. Now, the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. Of course, this is Paul's letter to Timothy, his first one. And of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, from which some have swerved, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. I love the way Paul writes. But we know that the law is good. Now listen to what he says here. We know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners. And, you know, you hear people say, what are you saying, you're not a sinner? We're sinners saved by grace, which means you're a sinner. Okay. For unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to me, committed to my trust. I think we know that Jesus met Paul personally. I mean, whether in the spirit or out of the spirit, I don't know. But Paul talks about having met Jesus. Where Jesus, it sounds like Jesus shared the gospel with them directly, because he says that he didn't learn the gospel from the apostles or anybody else. He got it direct. So for me, I mean, you put that together with Romans, Corinthians, the letters to the Corinthians, Galatians, Colossians, and Paul's other epistles. You just put it all together, and it's like, I don't know how it could be any more clear that the Ten Commandments are for the unrighteous, or for the lawless and disobedient. Paul, I mean, from what I can tell, he talks about the tables of stone, and then he talks about written on the fleshly tables of the heart. And if that is an allusion to the Ten Commandments, I don't know what is. So I'm sorry I haven't been listening real closely, but I've really, I feel like I've gotten some real solid stuff after listening to the epistles over and over and over. It just kind of gets into you after a while. So, I'll bow out and listen.
All right. Thank you, Malcolm. That's good.
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay. Thank you for that, by the way. I was just thinking of Colossians. Well, I have to look it up, but Colossians 2:14, where it speaks about blotting out the handwriting of ordinances. You know, and I you know, the scroll was put, you know, well, the stone tablets, which were written by God, were put in the ark, and the scroll was put on the edge of it. I guess it was some sort of pocket thing for it. But which that word ordinance is actually it's the Greek word dogma, so you can make of that what you will. But no, I was just thinking about, I was reading in Deuteronomy, I think it was, about the cities of refuge, and then someone, you know, when they went to hear the matter was not heard at the city of refuge, nor at the city where the person had fled from, but at another place. And anyway, what I was reading in scripture there was that the ruling of the magistrate had to be respected. And I was just thinking, boy, Jesus went through, you know, the trials he went through, which were done illegally, and yet he still didn't disrespect, you know, the magistrate or the priest and stuff at the time. And it got me thinking just now about the other times that he, I guess, fulfilled the law. I mean, he was tested numerous times to see if, you know, to get him to say something to break it. I mean, you know, the whole Sadducees and Pharisees singing, you know, a man having seven wives. What else was there? Oh, the big one that I thought of that, you know, most illustrates it. The woman caught in the act of adultery. And they brought her to Jesus, having caught in the act. And commentators tell me she may have been brought there naked or semi-naked. And did Jesus, you know, under the law, have to have her stoned? And the answer is yes. So how did he fulfill the law there? Well, he was so clever. Because at the end of it, when everyone went away, there were no witnesses, and you needed two or three witnesses. So, I mean, everything he did, he fulfilled the law. In this case, he caused a mistrial. You know, it's both satisfying the law and, you know, the law of love. Anyway, that's my observations at this point.
Amen. That's good. Yeah, Andrew.
That was good.
Isn't it interesting how they put those Ten Commandments in the ark? And just where is this ark right now? And, you know, we have to go into that secret place. You know what it says in Psalm 91, the very first verse. And it might be the law there, but Jesus paid the penalty for the law. And John told us in his word, for this is the love of God, that you keep my commandments. And my commandments are not grievous. Why would they be grievous to anyone? For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. As small as a mustard seed, as small as when you first heard, when he graced you with your salvation in that day. You know, and for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. You know, you take the A-W off and you put the O-B-E in. You keep the A, you call it agape, and it's a W. It's you and Jesus, and that's how you get your peace. Because the two are made one, and thus making peace. And it's just so cool how it all works out. Yeah. Well, praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew. Well, we run out of time. Again. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful night. Lord, we thank you for all the prayers that you've already answered for us. Lord, we're looking for great and wonderful testimonies next Tuesday night. We thank you for it, Father. I know there's going to be some happy folks. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Give us a good night's sleep tonight. That every one of us, when we wake up in the morning, we're going to be so supercharged. We're going to jump out of that bed and holler, praise the Lord. right, I'm not even going to hesitate. Just jump up and say, praise the Lord, because we know you've already answered our prayers, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in us. Be with us over the weekend. Thank you for bringing High home safely and full of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. And Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for Claudia. Thank you, Lord, for bringing it to her. And we thank you, Lord, that her parents are on the road to the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. It's going to be a grand reunion with her and her daughter, Claudia, with her and her parents, I'm sorry. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless Will and his mama and his grandma down there in South Africa, Lord. Thank you, Father, for their wonderful heart for you. And thank you, Lord, for everybody else here too, Lord. We just praise you and glorify you for all the things, all the prayers that have been answered tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, all right. Y'all be blessed. You hear?
Let's see, Dave,
though. Good night, y'all.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.